tough loss for the Brewers, who battled and nearly won it in the 10th, dramatically tied it in the 11th, but fall in the 12th. 7-4, the final. The Cardinals outlast Milwaukee. This ties for the longest game of the season for the Brewers. Only time they had played 12 innings previously was the first day out of the All-Star break in Minnesota. Welcome into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. There is a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly sports fans' paradise. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
The big plays in this one late. Brewers had a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th. Runner at third and one out, but that runner was thrown out at the plate on a comebacker by Bryce Terang. So it went into an 11th after the Cardinals scored. Ryan Helsley was a strike away from ending a win when Willie Adames lined a double that was nearly caught by Michael Ciani in center, but it fell out of his glove when he made contact with the ground. And the Brewers tied it, but then it was Ciani in the 12th, getting a little retribution. The game-winning two-run hit ultimately off of Elvis Piguero. Talking about pitching, each team's bullpen was excellent after each team's starting pitcher allowed three runs. We saw a lot of zeros put up by the guys who came out of those pens. Brewers end up tonight with Aaron Civale getting the start and seven strikeouts. There were 13 total Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more. OrthoWisconsin.com. Well, it is bad news, but good news. The Brewers keep their lead of 10 games in the Central Division going into Wednesday because the Cubs lost at home again to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They got Paul Skeens tonight, and Paul Skeens was fantastic. 5-0 was the final score. A shutout after they had come from behind to win the game on Monday. It was all Pirates tonight in that 5-3 win. Paul Skeens, 5 innings of scoreless ball. And the final four covered by the Pittsburgh bullpen. Bad news, though, from Toronto. The Philadelphia Phillies with a remarkable comeback to go a game and a half in front of the Brewers for that 2 seed in the National League. The Phillies trailed 6-1 after the first inning north of the border, but they rally and win 10-9. Kyle Schwarber ended up with 3 home runs, including the game-winning home run in the 9th inning off of Chad Green. So the Phillies win again. That team has gotten red hot, winners of 8 of 10. And again, they pull a game and a half in front of the Brewers for the overall record in the National League. Final score again here in 12, it was the Cardinals 7 and the Brewers 4. We'll get you some more scores throughout Major League Baseball when we return on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. We carry a great selection of painting products, from painting trays to brushes to rollers and more. Menards has everything you need to get the job done quickly and efficiently. Start with a 6-piece paint roller kit for $12.36 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosqueville.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. the brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
So 12 innings tonight, going back to Friday when there was a doubleheader in Cincinnati. The Brewers over the last 5 days have played 57 and a half innings of baseball. That's, Lane and I were discussing this off air. That's got to be close to some sort of record. Not sure if that's even researchable, but over the last 5 days, 57 and a half innings of baseball the Brewers have played, and they fall in 12, 7-4 to the Cardinals here tonight. Back on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show, it's time for our home run distance recap. The Brewers hit a couple of home runs in the third, and the longest came off the bat of who else? Jackson Churio. Estimated to travel 403 feet. The home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. The Brewers have now homered in 12 consecutive games, 23 total in that time. Well, it's going to be an uphill climb to catch the Los Angeles Dodgers for anybody. They've got the best record in Major League Baseball coming into this Tuesday. They've been playing great ball, winning a series in Arizona. Tonight, out in Anaheim, it's the return to Angel Stadium for Shohei Ohtani, and they are tied at two with the Angels. That game's in the top of the sixth inning. Coming into the day, the Brewers were two games behind L.A. for the one seed in the National League. Two and a half at the moment. The Dodgers and Angels tied at two. That game in the top of the sixth. So L.A. trying to climb three full games ahead of Milwaukee. In overall record, Shohei Ohtani has a triple and an RBI in that game, backing Walker Buehler. For every home run the Brewers hit, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. With the two tonight, and again, the 23 over the last week and a half, Brewers have now hit 156 long balls, and that means OAW has donated $15,600 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Difference here, three-run, 12th inning for the visiting Cardinals. They win it 7-4. We'll get you the highlight recap coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For the third time in 5 days, Brewers played extra innings. They've fallen 12, though, matching their longest game of the year innings-wise, 7-4 against the Cardinals. This series is even at one win apiece. Welcome back to the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. Truly a sports fan's paradise. Brewers will try to win another series against these Cardinals tomorrow, try to win 3 out of 4 series for the second straight year against their rivals, and they'll hope to just turn the page from this one. Coming up later, we'll get you a preview of the pitching matchup. The highlight recap, though, brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Aaron Civale gave up 2 runs in the first inning, 3 doubles, including an RBI double by Paul Goldschmidt, who would have a huge game. And before Steven Matz, the St. Louis starter, took to the mound, he was staked with a 2-0 lead. Matz, coming off the injured list, his first major league game since the end of April. He looked good early, but then it was Joey Ortiz greeting him, with the Brewers still looking for their first hit, leading off the bottom of the third. 2-1. Hit in the air deep in the left field. Nootbaar is going to go back onto the track. Nootbaar right in front of the wall looks up. It's gone. Joey Ortiz with a leadoff home run in the third. Just over the wall in left. And the Brewers have gotten on the board. It's a 2-1 game. His 10th of the year. Then after a ground out, it was Jackson Churio continuing to steal headlines after the grand slam yesterday. What did he have for an encore? Full boat. On Churio, payoff. Hit deep into center field. Ciani backtracking. He's on the track in right center at the wall. She is gone and we are tied. Jackson Churio again. Second in as many days against the Cardinals. It's a 2-2 ball game. 19 home runs now for Churio. He has already recorded his 20th stolen base, so he needs one more home run to get a 2020 season as a 20-year-old. That's all the Brewers would get in the third, and Savali gave up the lead in the fourth. Paul Goldschmidt, told you he'd have a big game. He had a home run. And he clobbered it really out to left to make it 3-2 St. Louis. That was the same inning in which Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager and bench coach Daniel Descalso, were ejected by home plate umpire Lance Barrett, arguing balls and strikes. It was the second time this season in this ballpark that both of those two got ejected in the same game. Happened on Mother's Day here, and it spurred the Cardinals into a comeback win that day. Wouldn't you know it, they did it again. Both Marmol and Descalso getting ejected again here in this ballpark, and they would win each of those games. I said it during the broadcast. I don't know if that was part of a strategy or not, but it actually kind of worked again. 3-2 Cardinals, that's where we stood in the fifth, when Bryce Terang knocked Matz out of the game with a 2-out double. And the first batter, Ryan Fernandez, the reliever faced, was Jackson Churio yet again.
Fernandez working from the stretch. Looks back at second and the pitch. Lined into left. This is going to get down and roll all the way into the corner. Terang around third. He will score. Misplayed in the corner by Nootbaar. So Churio on his way to third. And he's in there standing up. Jackson Churio. The highlights continue.
2 more runs batted in. 3-3 game. And wouldn't you know it, the bullpens would be so good. That's where we stood going into extra innings. Aaron Ashby for 2 for the Brewers. Trevor McGill an inning in the 8th. Devin Williams the 9th. But Fernandez, Jojo Romero, Andrew Kittredge, Matthew Liberatore were putting up zeros for the Cardinals. In the 10th inning, Yoel Piamps got around the automatic runner, stranding men on the corners. Looked like the Brewers could win the game in the bottom of the 10th. They got Sal Frelick, the automatic runner, to third with 1 out, but Bryce Terang couldn't get him home. Comebacker to the pitcher. That was Liberatore at the time. He threw home, and Sal was tagged out. Brewers did not score in that 10th inning. In the 11th, Paul Goldschmidt got his third RBI hit. This one coming off of Jared Koenig, And that made it a 4-3 Cardinals lead. First run in this game since the fifth. And Ryan Helsley, the flame-throwing closer, came in to try to nail it down. And he was on point. Struck out the first two batters, William Contreras and the pinch hitter, Garrett Mitchell. Then Willie Adames, with the game in the balance, fell behind a couple of strikes. Helsley tried to end the game right here, but Willie had other ideas. Helsley hoping to strike out the middle of the order in order. 0-2 pitch. Flied into center field. Ciani coming on, goes into a dive. Ciani can't hold on. It was in his glove. It came out as he hit the grass. The tying run scores, and Willie makes it to second base. Unbelievable. It's Willie Adames. He delivers time and again. And it's a double that just hit out of the center fielder's glove to tie the score at four. With two out in the bottom of the 11th inning. Gave Willie Adames now a 12-game hitting streak. It was reviewed. Ciani did have that ball in his mitt for a good second or so. But as he hit that grass and kind of rolled over his wrist, that's when the ball came free. And New York confirmed the call, no catch. Sal Frelick then struck out. So we went to a 12th inning for just the second time all season. And that's when Elvis Peguero, recalled from AAA today, came in and gave up three runs. Started with a walk. That was really a big part of it. Yvonne Herrera, the catcher, walked. And then after a wild pitch, Michael Ciani got retribution for not holding onto the ball. The two-run single helped start the winning rally. Burleson, Alec Burleson, later a sack fly. And Helsley nailed it down in the bottom of the 12th. A 7-4 St. Louis win. So that will make it a 1-1 series going into a rubber match tomorrow. We'll get you the preview of the pitching matchup for tomorrow night. The final game of the year between the Brewers and the Cardinals coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the shoebox is necessary. The shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Brewers fall in 12 innings. Again, they have played 57 and a half innings of baseball over the last 5 days. That started with that doubleheader in Cincinnati on Friday. Try to win a series again against the Cardinals, though, coming up tomorrow night. We wrap up our Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show with a look down on the farm. It's brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. From name-brand hunting gear and supplies to canning jars, lids, and other essentials, fall harvest and hunting prep starts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Take a look at what's happening with the AAA Nashville Sounds. 13 runs tonight against the Braves AAA club in Gwinnett. Big win, 13-4 ends up being the final score. A lot of offense, of course, led by four RBIs from Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder Carlos Rodriguez. The game that Chad Patrick started. What a year he's had for AAA, the Abraham Toro return. He didn't get the win. They had to go into the bullpen to do that, but a 13-run night for Nashville and a 13-4 win. There were three RBIs from Chris Roller, who had a couple of home runs in that contest. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 6:05. And first pitch, 6:40, here at American Family Field. If the Brewers win, they take three of the four series from the Cardinals this season, as they did last year. They got to deal with the Cardinals ace, though, Sonny Gray. Colin Ray gets the ball for the Brewers. Gray has not pitched well on the road this year. The Brewers hit him around in a game here in Milwaukee in early May. They'll try to do so again tomorrow night. And back, Colin Ray, Code Red. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for my partner Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. After 12 innings, 3 hours and 13 minutes of baseball, the Cardinals win it 7-4 with a 3-run 12th. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network from American Family Field. So long, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A 17-year-old faces attempted murder charges accused of shooting an NFL player, Ricky Purcell, during a botched robbery in San Francisco.
At this time, the charges will be filed in the juvenile court. No longer under California law can a district attorney choose to file those charges against a minor in adult court.
DA Brooke Jennings says he'll be arraigned tomorrow. A state of emergency in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, where a landslide threatens more than 200 homes. Condolences from the second gentleman and a challenge to Israel and Hamas.
The time to bring them home is now.
Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, attended a prayer vigil in D.C. for the six Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered over the weekend in Gaza. Massachusetts Attorney John Deaton is projected to win a three-way Republican Senate primary and will face Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Warren in November. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cordona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cordona kicked off the Back to School bus tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cordona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not so great reviews but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and upper 40s here in the overnight with light winds across the region. On Wednesday, sunny skies, south winds developing 5 to 10 with highs near 80, mostly clear lower 50s Wednesday night. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A 17-year-old faces attempted murder charges accused of shooting an NFL player, Ricky Purcell, during a botched robbery in San Francisco.
At this time, the charges will be filed in the juvenile court. No longer under California law can a district attorney choose to file those charges against a minor in adult court.
DA Brooke Jennings says he'll be arraigned tomorrow. A state of emergency in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, where a landslide threatens more than 200 homes. Condolences from the second gentleman and a challenge to Israel and Hamas.
The time to bring them home is now.
Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, attended a prayer vigil in D.C. for the six Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered over the weekend in Gaza. Massachusetts Attorney John Deaton's projected to win a three-way Republican Senate primary and will face Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Warren in November. This is ABC News. A former aide to the governor of New York has been indicted.
Linda Sun and her husband, Christopher Hu, arrested by the FBI at their Long Island, New York home and arraigned on federal charges. In an indictment unsealed in court, the pair is accused of facilitating the transfer of millions of dollars in kickbacks for personal gain while Sun was employed by the state of New York. She was fired last year as the deputy commissioner for strategic business development for alleged misconduct. The indictment alleges Sun and her husband took several actions at the request of the Chinese government, including changing New York state messaging about China and blocking access to Taiwanese officials. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service provider Starlink has backtracked and announced it will comply with the Brazilian Supreme Court justice's order to block the billionaire's social media platform X. Bolivia is moving its World Cup qualifier to El Alto, the second city that sits at an altitude of over 13,000 feet. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves' starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working.